The first ODL podcast for 2011. I'm Paul Prinsloo, the ODL coordinator, and I'm assisted in this podcast by a wonderful colleague of mine, Marinki Mariope. One of the aims of the ODL project for 2011 is to optimize the possibilities that the range of technologies offer. Now, I must confess, personally, I've always tried to promote the use of a range of technologies, but I was scared to experiment with these technologies, especially when my experimentation will be shared with the broader UNISA community. It is like trying to walk on a tightrope for the first time while having a very critical and anticipating audience. To fail in private is one thing, but to fail in public is totally, believe me, another thing. And yet, I sincerely believe that various technologies, like podcasting, offer us exciting options to enhance the effectiveness of teaching and learning at UNISA. One of such technologies is the use of podcasts. Now, I know there's a whole debate on what exactly a podcast is, and I don't want to get into that debate. But for now, let us stick to a very basic definition of a podcast as being a recording of either voice or voice and images or video. There are some excellent examples of podcasts in the context of UNISA. More and more lecturers are using podcasts to communicate to students. And while it is increasingly used in teaching and learning, somehow we shy away from using podcasts in our general communication with the broader UNISA community. So this is a first not only for me, but also for the ODL communique. I plan to include a podcast on a specific issue in ODL in each communique. In this podcast, we have used an open source software called Audacity. It's very easy to use, and luckily I have Maria to help me, and we have recorded this podcast in Maria's office. If you are curious using Audacity, you are welcome to contact any member of the My UNISA team or go to the Help 2011 help files on My UNISA, where they have uploaded very helpful files on how to use Audacity. See you next week. Bye-bye.